All right. Top of Nun Hey Amun Aleph. New Mishnah. Okay, says the Mishnah, Hanoder min hadagon. We talked about Noder min hayerek. We talked about Noder min a lot of things. So Hanoder min hadagon. Dagon typically means grain, right? What do they say?
Dagon.
They say grain in here.
Because it's impossible to translate, because that's going to be the whole point of the whole conversation. It's going to be, does it mean flour, right? Does it mean like something that's made into flour? So we'll see. So Hanoder min hadagon aser bapul hamitzri. Pul hamitzri yavish. Okay, so we've seen pul hamitzri yavish already. Right? Some type of Egyptian bean that is dry or something. So the point being that someone who takes a neder not to eat dagon, so they are forbidden also to eat pul hamitzri yavish, to eat Rabbi Meir. Look at the Ran. Why? The kevan the midgan she'osim mimenu dagon. So because the whatever type of flour you make from the pul hamitzri yavish, it's like flour, right? So sfila Rabbi Meir the dagon mikrit. That's called mikrit. You know, so like, you know, I don't want to be too specific, but like, let's say, like, for example, like corn flour or whatever, right? It's flour, right? But it's made out of corn. It's not made out of, you know, chamish is minadaga. So, not made out of the five typical, species of grains. But fine, okay. And the chacham said, no, it only asks the chamish is aminin, wheat, barley, oats, spelt, rye, and.
Wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye.
Spelt and rye. That's five. Good. Okay, yeah, good. Okay. Fine. Meaning, no, we go by the actual five species. Fine. Oh, there you have it at the top of the page, right? The Mefarish. Chita, Sa'ora, Kosmin, Shipun, Vishibol, Shua. Fine. Okay. Rabbi Meir Omer, Hanoder min ha-tavua. Okay, this is a different language. So one is Dagon, and now one is Tavua. So what's Tavua? Tavua is produce. Tavua is, produce that grows from the ground. Usually doesn't mean vegetables and fruits, but let's see. So, but Rabbi Meir Omer Hanoder min ha-tavua eino aser ela bechamesh aminim. Okay, so Rabbi Meir says, well, if I say not dagon, but I say tavua, so then I'm only aser from eating the chamesh aminim. Aval Hanoder min ha-dagon aser bakol umuter reperas ha-ilan ubayerek. So Rabbi Meir says now, since we had a mayor before, so now like what's the difference here? But okay, but basically that he wants to argue, if you say Hanoder min ha-tavua, then that's only the chamesh aminim, but you say the language of dagon, so then you aser everything, well not really everything, it doesn't really mean everything, but anything that's called dagon, meaning because you're allowed to eat an apple, right, or you're allowed to eat a cucumber, right, so but anything that's in the dagon category. Fine.
Okay. Helpful, there's a note here.
Yeah.
To your early question, what dagon means.
Yeah.
Smooth piles. That's why Rav Meir is saying that anything that similarly is stored after the harvest in piles. That's what it means. In smooth piles, dagons.
And the pul hamitzri presumably is also stored in smooth piles. Good. Excellent.
That's what Rav Meir is saying.
And that's probably what the Ra means. Kevin the midgun sha'osim mimeno. It's smooth piles.
Right, so he says, who notes that some texts of the Ran have the word goran, which literally means greenery.
Granary, yeah, exactly. Good, excellent, fine. So smooth piles versus actually grain or made into flour, etc. Good, okay. Just look at the Mefarish, Rabbi Meir Omer. It says the Mefarish, Beha vadai modina lacha sha'anodar min ha'tavua eino azal ve'chamish esminin. I mean, even Rabbi Meir in that case is moda and everyone else would, he's moda to the Chachamim, that another min ha-tavua is only the Chamesh's meaning, right? Aval another min ha-dagon aser bakol min demigdon, right? He's only, he asers every type that, thank you, is made into smooth piles. Mash medavar sha'osim mimenu kri, upol mitri yavesh sha'osim mimenu kri, v'lachi aser, that's how he says. That's we make these piles out of it. Fine. Okay. Fine. So, and probably because the things you make piles out of, smooth piles, are the things you then take to the granary to thresh and turn into grain, and turn into flour. Fine. Okay, so says the Gemara, Lameimra, did Dagon call the Midgon Mashma? Do you mean to tell me that Dagon means anything that's made into some type of flour, right? So is that really true? Look at the Mefarish. The Meir the Dagan Dichsid Vekra Kol Min the Midgan Mashma V'Chay V'Meister Min Torah V'Afilu Mishar Minin Min Katani Hanodim Min Hadagan Aser Bakol. Right. So Meir, when you said that, right, you said Bakol. You mean every single thing that ever gets turned into flowers? That's called Dagan. Meisiv of Yosef Uki Parutz Hadavar Hirbu Bnei Yisrael Reishis Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar V'Chol Tua Sadeh LaRov. So that's talking about, the Ran explains what this is going, what's going on here in this pasuk. Look at the Ran. Ukapar tzav hadavar, mikra hu bedivra yamim, it's a pasuk bedivra yamim, di b'yimei chizkiya, lo hayu zerizin lahafrish trumos amayzot. The people in times of chizkiya, they didn't have, they were not so quick and not so careful about trumos amayzot. Chizkiya had a very significant tshuva movement in his time. People really didn't know a lot of halacha. And so people were not separating Shumas and Maestros. Amar Chizkiya v'tiken shi'avivu osam beis Hashem. So he said, bring all your grain to the beis Hamikdash, and that way everyone will be able to oversee it and make sure people are really doing it, etc. And they give you a chizik to do it. So they brought it to the beis Hamikdash. Uksiv uparit kaparit adavar shi'nischaska v'gavra takanas osha Chizkiya. So things got very strong and people were really doing it. Okay. So they did that. So what did they do? But the point is that the language there in the pasuk is Kippar Tzadavar Hebrew Bnei Yisrael Reishis Dagon. They brought Dagon, also Tirish V'Yitzar, and then V'chol Tuvas Hasadeh LaRov. Okay, V'Amres Dagon called the Midgan Mashma. If Dagon means anything that's ever turned into flour in that way, my Kippar Tzadavar Hebrew. And what is this? The second half of the pasuk come to add. Look at the Ran. The ha called the midgan havu bechlau dagan. The imkain called tvuas hasadeh bechlau. I mean, the language seems to be redundant. If dagan means anything that's midgan, so then, by the way, how do they translate the word midgan? Do they translate the word?
Piled.
Fine. So that's better than saying put it into flour. Because if it's piled, so again, so every right, anything can be piled. So then what's this parat hadavar hirbo, and they put it into tuvas hasadeh. Tuvas hasadeh also is piled. So what's the distinction here? So if midgan really means everything, if daga means anything that's piled up, so then what are you adding here? So Amar Abaye lasuye peiros ha'ilon v'yarek. No, so Abaye says it's not a big deal, because what's happening is it's coming to include, mamish fruits and vegetables, which also can be put in piles, but they're definitely not dagon. So that's why they have the language of dagon and kol tuvas hasadeh, which is not the same thing. Dagon is all the things that could be midgan. It's not just they're piled, but they're piled like the way grains are piled. And then you have tuvas hasadeh, which means fruits and vegetables. And that's why it's not redundant, and the pasuk is not akasha. Fine. Okay. Rabbi Meir Omer. So Meir said, like we said before, like we say, Nodim Mina Tvua, that's only Chamesh's meaning, but Nodim Mina Dagan is Aser Bakol, instead of fruits and vegetables. So Amr of Yochanan, Hakol Modin, but Nodim Mina Tvua, Shein Aser Elad Mechamesh's Amin. So everyone agrees that this is not just Rabbi Meir, but really everybody agrees that anyone, that if you take a neder on Nodim Mina Tvua, so then you're only Asering yourself from the Chamesh's Amin. Look at the round for a second. The Af Agav, the Tani La B'Masis and B'Lashin Yachid Divrei Alkohi. Just say, pointing out, it's not just Rabbi Meir. Really, everybody agrees to this. Fine. Tani Nam Yachid, and we have a Brice that seems to support this idea. V'Shavin B'Noder Minatua She'ein Asar Ela Mechamish Zaminim. Right. So you have a Brice that says the same thing. That everyone agrees. Shavin. Everyone's the same, and they're of the same mind. That if you take a nether from Tvua, you only ask from the Chamesh Yisamin. Fine. So Mar says, Pshita, so it's obvious. What do you mean? What Ma'ud is saying? What are you coming to teach me? No, Ma'ud is saying, Tvua call Milay Mashma. Right? I might think that Tvua doesn't just mean Chamesh Yisaminim. It means all kinds of things. All right, Tvua could just mean like produce, right? That's a lot of times. If we just had the word Tvua come up in the Gemara, so I would probably translate it as produce, right? And produce can mean all kinds of things. It can mean pears, and it can mean cucumbers, and it can mean, right? That's possible also. So comes Kamash Malan, that here, Tavua, here, this type of Tavua means grains, right? In that, just those five grains. Fine. So Mesiv of Yosef, if that's true, says of Yosef, Kapar Tzadavar, Hebrew, B'nei Yisrael, V'chulei. Right, you have this the same pasuk in Divrei Yamim. That was bothersome from this pasuk. So sorry.
How can you say that tefuah only implies the five types of
grain? Because we said kol
tefuah sasadeh. Which is everything.
Right, which sounds the larov, right? Which sounds like it's, it means everything, right? So I'm rav, no, tefuah lachod, or tefuah sasadeh lachod, that's not a problem, right? The midgad, the dagon is, you know, whatever you want to say. There's tefuah, tefuah means the chamesh daminim, and tefuah sasadeh, that already, that's more expansive, and that's what it refers to everything. Fine. Okay. Bar Mar Shmuel, so now we're going to tell us a story. Bar Mar Shmuel pocket the list known Tleser Afe Zuze Lerava, min Alalsa de Nahar Panya. So Bar Mar Shmuel, the son of Mar Shmuel, before he passed away, he said he's going to give 13,000 Zuz to Rava. From his alalsa, this is the language we're going to be now kind of talking about, is the language of alalsa that was in a place called Nahar Panya. So it means this is his property that he owes in Nahar Panya. Look at the word alalsa, alalsa in the Mefarish. He says alalsa mashma kol mile she'ole u'mishabeach. The implication of the language of alalsa is from ole, right? It goes up, meaning that it goes up in value. Mishabeach, it becomes more valuable. V'afilu mishar peros shemishabchin tziva lagabos mehin, and other even from other things besides the chamesh zaminim. Let's say that he said he should collect from. So the point is, Allah also means like all of his property that continues to go up in value. Fine. So that's what he promised it. Look at the Ran says Allah. We'll get there in a second, actually. Okay, so fine. So that was given to Rav. So Shachar Rav looked at Rav Yosef. So Rav said to Shalat Rav Yosef, Alalsa heichi mikaryo. Well, the language he's giving me, Alalsa, what does that refer to exactly? What is this Alalsa? So I'm Rav Yosef, Masnizani, what do you mean? It's a Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah said, we quoted this verse before, Vishavid binoda minatzvua shein asar ela mechamesh daminim. Right, the language of Tvua always means Chamesh Zaminim. So too, it means this idea. Fine. So Amalei Abaye, so Abaye responded, like, well, me dummy, really? Tvua lo mashma ala mechamesh zaminim. But alausa kol mile mashma. That's not really true. Tvua, the language in the Mishnah, in the Brisa, is Tvua. And Tvua is mashma the Chamesh Zaminim, but alausa can mean a lot of other things. Look at the Ran. Alasa kol mile mashma. The alasa lasham bia v'achnasa v'shevach. It's all types of things that it's very general. It just means things that go up in value. It doesn't necessarily mean only the things that the chamesh zaminim. So hadrua l'kame de Rava. So now they brought all this back to Rava. Okay, because again. Rava was when he asked questions to Rav Yosef, and then Abaye kind of contradicted what Rav Yosef said, and they brought this in front of Rava. Amar halo kami bayli. So Rava responds like halo kami bayli. The alasa kol mile mashma, meaning he says that's not wasn't my question, because I know that alasa means all kinds of things. Hadahu di bayli. This is the question they had. Schar batim uschar svinos mai. I wanted to know when someone is renting a house or renting a boat. And they pay that rent, right? Is that included? Mi amrinan kevin de pichsan lavalasi. Do you want to say that since in the end, even though Allah says the language of things that rise in value, a boat and a house, what happens when you rent them out? They get used, and as they get used, their value goes down. Funny, you'd say today a house probably goes up in value, but certainly like a car, right? I guess a boat. I never owned a boat, so I can't say. Right? But items like that, they get when the more they get used, the older they get, the less, the more their value goes down. So if that's true, maybe that's not considered alalsa because it's not something that's value goes up. You say, no, I'm not watching it get like used up or get, worn down. Like, you don't really see it in front of your eyes. It happens over time. So maybe that's still called katalasa. So Amru Rabbanan Kamei de Rav Yosef. So the Rabbanan told Rav Yosef that Rava responded to his response. It was like, oh, I wasn't really asking you that. That wasn't my question. I didn't answer that question. I was a much more specific question. Amar, v'chim ya'achad dolot tzarech lan, amai shalach lan. He says, oh, if you don't need me, what are you asking me questions for? Okay. Ikbid Rav Yosef. And Rav Yosef was offended that Rava had basically sent him a shayla and basically rejected the answer because he said, I didn't need you for that. I knew the answer to that one. Okay. So Shama Rava, so Shavina Rava now here is that Rav Yosef is upset with him. So Asla Kamei, B'mali Yom Kippur. So he shows up to his house on Erev Yom Kippur. Ashkechei L'shamei. He shows that he sees his Shamus, you know, the guy who helps him out. Tahava Kamazik Kamei Kaset Achamra. He sees that he's preparing a cup of wine. So Amalei, Havli the Amzik Le. So he says, let me dilute the wine, right? This is the practice in those days that you didn't drink wine as is. You had a very syrupy, thick consistency wine. You had to always do this process of diluting it in order to make it prepared for drinking. Fine. So he says, can you let me prepare the wine for him? So Ana Yavle Vikamazik. Let me do it. Let me bring it to him. So he brought it to him. And Rav Yosef is blind, and that's why he doesn't know who he's gonna slide in there. He's not gonna notice. He's not gonna notice because he can't see. Okay, kikashase. When Rav Yosef drank the wine, Amar Hadein Mizga Dami LeMizga DeRava Bereid Rav Yosef Bar Chama. This wine tastes like the wine of Rava, the son of Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Okay, so how did he know that? So the reason he knew that was because the Mefarish points out. They both point this out. Look at the Ran says it better. The Mizgah, the Bray, the Rav Yosef Bar Chama, the Mazik Achad Tlasa Maya, right? Because Rava had a shita that you always have when you're doing a Mizga, you always do one part wine, three parts water. The Rava who the Amar Kol Chama the Lodari Alchad Tlasamaya Lav Chamrihu. It's his shita. If it's not done that way, three parts water, one part wine, so then that's not going to be chamra. So you can tell, I guess it was very watery. And he's like, oh, this tastes like Rava's wine. So Amalei, who knew it is? Ah, so he revealed himself. That's me. So Amalei, lo tesiv akarcha ad amis li pirusha da hadin milsa. So don't sit down until you tell me the pshat in this pasuk. Okay, tell me how to answer this kasha. My dichsiv, mibar matana, mimatana nachliel, uminachliel bamos. All right, this is Psukim talking about the travels of Am Yisrael. But but what's the drasha of these words? Mibar matana, matana nachliel, nachliel bamos. So he answers, Amalei, kevin sheosa adam is asma ke midbar. When a person makes himself like a desert, shumufkar lakol, he's like, you know, basically he's like totally an anav, super humble. Torah nisnalov matana. So then, a person makes himself like a midbar. Then the Torah is given to him like a matana. Shenemar mimidbar matana. From the midbar, you get a gift. The kamesh nisnalov matana, nachalo el. And if he it's given to him as the Torah is given to him as a gift, so now he becomes Hashem's nachalo. Shenemar matana nachliel. The kamesh nachlo kel. Ola Lugdula, and if Hashem makes him, again, Hashem is hanging out with him now. So what happens? So now he becomes a chash of a person. Shenemar, Nachliel Bamos. He goes from Nachliel, he comes Bamos up into the heights. Bimigbio Atzmo, but if he raises himself up, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashpilo, then Hashem knocks him down. Shenemar, Umabos Hagai. Because if you go from the Bamos, you can go down into the valley. Velaod, El Shoshokinoso, Bekarka. Not only that, but you get buried in the ground. You're stuck down. I mean, you go real. You go way far down. Shneamar v'nishkafa apnei yeshimon v'imchozerbo hakadosh baruch mabio. And if he changes his ways and he now goes, stops being such a haughty guy and becomes more humble, hakadosh baruch will raise him up again. Shneamar kol gai yinasei. Even kol gai yinasei. Every person who goes down eventually go. Can be brought up. So what is this all this about? So this is all a musr that Rav Yosef is giving to Rava, that basically you made yourself too haughty, disrespected your Rebbe, and so he has to go through sort of this exercise of reminding himself that it's the Torah itself that raises you up, but if you raise yourself up by yourself, so then the Kadosh Baruch Hu will knock you down. So be careful how you treat your Rebbe, basically is what he was saying. Fine. Okay. He got the message, I guess. Okay. Tanya. Now says Brisa. Hanoda mina dagon asar af bepul hamitzri yavish. Umutar belach. Umutar beores bechilka betargis ubetisni. So a person who takes a nether not to have dagon, so he's forbidden from the pol hamitzri yavish, which we saw before, and he's permissible with the pol hamitzri lach, because the pol hamitzri lach, that's not going to be piled and things like that. And he's also permitted for it to eat rice and three items called chilka, targis, and tisni. The Mefarish explains what they are. Chilka, chita, shenechlekes, l'shenayim. It's the wheat kernels that are cut in half. Targis, l'shlosha, tisni, l'arba. So I guess they would split these things up into two or three or four. Those are different types of these wheat kernels. But these things are not... those things you're allowed to eat. I guess because maybe they're cut up so much they wouldn't put them in piles. I don't know, but that's what you're allowed to eat them. Even if you took a nether, even though you're nodim nedaga. Okay, hanodim mina peros hashana. Person takes a nether not to eat peros hashana. Aser bechol peros hashana. That they're forbidden to eat all of the peros of that year. Umutar bigdim ubetlaim ubechalav ubebeitzim ubegozlos. So they're not allowed to eat all peros, but they're allowed to eat a goat, your sheep. You're allowed to eat, milk and eggs and chicks, right? Because those things are not, they're not peros. They don't grow from the ground. They're, right? They're animals and things that come from animals, etc. Again, you could have argued peros, right? You could say things that grow, a chick and an animal, they do technically grow. So maybe you would include them, right? And if you say all of the things that grew this year are forbidden to me, asa bekulan, you're asa for all of them, even those items. Okay? Hanoda mean peros haaretz. If a person is asked himself in peros haaretz, asa bakol peros haaretz. It's forbidden to eat anything that grows to the ground. Umutar bekimehin upitrios. But you're allowed to eat mushrooms and how do they translate? Truffles. But the point being, things that, even though they're in the ground, they don't really grow from the ground. What do you mean? But if you say I asked for things that are grown from the ground, so you ask even those. Okay. So Rimini, the Gemara said, wait a second. We learned this in Spichas Chava this year. Last Zman. If there are anything that is grown from the ground, you say Shakonia, doesn't grow from the ground, you say Shakonia Varo. Vitanya al Hamelach Valazamis. While Kamehin Vipitrios, Omer Shekol Nevaro. If you make mushrooms are Shahakol. You just told me that if I say, call Peros Aretz, I'm not allowed to eat mushrooms. What's going on here? I thought, but you just told me that they don't grow from the ground. So I'm Rabbi Mirba Rabu Me'ara Menuk Me'avira Mirba Rabu Me'ara Menuk Me'avira Yanke Velo Me'ara. Meaning they come from the ground, but they don't actually get their sustenance from the ground. They get their sustenance from the air, whatever that means exactly. But they're fungi. I don't know. Whatever. They don't like really grow from the ground. The Chazal assume they grow like from the air. Okay. So it's Gemara says v'hakatani al davar she'en gidula mina aretz. So tani al davar she'en yonek mina aretz. I thought I said if it doesn't grow from the ground, That you make a shahako. No, it has to be, it doesn't get its sustenance at the ground. And that's why on a mushroom you make a shahako nivaro, but it's still considered giduli aretz in terms of nidar. Okay, what's that?